I just don't know what to do with myself. I don't know just what to do with myself.
That is a title cut from a brand new album from singer-songwriter Colin Hay, who this time around looks back at songs that have been important to him through his life. It's an entire album of covers. It is absolutely wonderful. And we had a chance to talk with Colin yesterday about the making and the inspiration for the album. I love the new album so much, and I understand that it was reading and hearing about the passing of Jerry Marsden that sort of inspired all of this.
Yeah, I was sitting in the studio, which is also my basement, which is also the laundry, I had a new record ready to go, but we decided to release it early next year because it was undecided whether I was going to be touring or not, you know. So I had some time on my hands, and I was reading about Jerry, and I just was reminiscing about that particular time in my life. And so I just started to play Don't Let the Sun Catch You Crying, and I recorded it and sent it. It sounded good to me, and I sent it to my friend Chad Fisher, who's a great composer, orchestrator, who lives down the road from me. And so he orchestrated and sent it back, and he said, send me something else. And so I just kept going until I had 10 songs, and I just decided... It was just fun to do. It was really just because I had time on my hands, you know, and it was just something that I'd never really done before. So I just started to record all these songs. It was a beautiful project to do. It was a lot of fun to record, and then when I finished, when I was halfway through, I sent them to Gary West, who owns the record company Compass Records that I work with, and he said, this sounds great, we should release this. And so that's what we did.
Well, it's a wonderful eclectic collection of songs, and all of them have some meaning to you. Waterloo Sunset is one that has some very emotional memories for you.
Yeah, well, they all have emotional memories in many, you know, different ways, you know, but that was that's really firmly implanted in my brain because of the fact that as I was walking on the gangplank to get on the Fairstar ship to go to the other side of the world, that song was playing through the sound system, you know. It had already been a hit, you know. It was a hit in the UK, you know, and I loved the Kinks, and I loved Ray Davies. I loved the song. I loved the, you know, so many of the Kinks songs were you know, they had such depth. I mean, they had a lot more depth than I was really able to appreciate being that young. You know, I came to appreciate them more and more as I got older, but I did love their songs, and that one in particular had such beauty to it, you know, and such, it was like it was really, you know, there was such heartache contained within the song, you know. And so I thought, well, I'll record that, see what I can do with it. And other songs had different kinds of meaning too, for different reasons. Wichita Lineman was a song that I became aware of in when I arrived in Australia, and of course Glen Campbell had the hit with it. But I really became aware of the fact that you know, the song exists in and of itself. You know, before that, I think I'd connected artists with songs. You know, I just kind of thought, oh, the Beatles, they play their songs, the Kinks, they play their songs, the Who, they play their songs, the Rolling Stones play their songs, and even although some of them were written by other people, I just always thought, oh, artists sing their own songs. And then all of a sudden, you know, Glen Campbell had the hit, then I started to listen to the song and think about the song, and was aware of the fact that it was written by someone else, and it stood alone, you know, in that sense. And it spoke of things that were so mysterious to me, you know, like a lineman. What's a lineman? You know, and, you know, what's he doing out there by himself? You know, isn't there anyone? And the love song contained within that, you know, just a great song.
Well, yeah, I think it's one of the greatest songs ever written. Jimmy Webb has been on our show several times, and I asked him once, how in the world do you come up with a line like, I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And he said, I just needed something that rhymed with still on the line.
Yeah, and that's one of the greatest lines, you know.
I think. We're talking with Colin Hay on Downtown. His new album is called I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself. A couple of Beatles songs, one of them that you've done a number of times in concert through the years, Norwegian Wood, and also a fantastic version of Across the Universe.
Well, thanks. Yeah, exactly. I'd done Norwegian Wood in the Dadgad guitar tuning, which was one that I use on quite a lot of songs, and so that was kind of readily available. And I'd actually recorded Across the Universe two or three years ago. So I had that sitting there. I redid my guitar and vocals on it, but the actual backgrounds on it and the other things were on the track still sounded really good. So I used that, you know. That's a really staggering lyric, I think. And it was amazing to play that or to just sing that, you know, because as you're singing it, you're so aware of John Lennon and, mm-hmm. you know, just his spirit or legacy and everything and the sadness and the horror, you know, through which he left us, you know, and it's a way of just trying to honor and pay tribute to someone who was just so astonishingly brilliant, you know.
Speaking of the Beatles, you wrote what turned out to be the title song from Ringo's last album. Can you talk about the making, the genesis of What's My Name?
Yeah, playing in his band, I couldn't believe that he didn't have a song called What's My Name, because he'd come out every night and say, What's My Name? And people go, Ringo. And I thought, that's got to be a title for a song. And so I just had this, at the end of the 2008 tour that I did with him, I was messing around at home, and I had this idea for that song. And you know, I'd kind of finished it, or I hadn't quite finished it. And I don't know, I just went on tour, and I'd started to get involved with what I was doing. And I guess I kind of put it in a drawer and forgot about it for quite a while. A couple of years ago, I was talking to Brent Carpenter, who works with Ringo, and I told him, I said, you know, because he was asking me if I had something for Ringo's birthday, and I said, well, actually, I've got this song that I wrote a while ago. And he told Ringo, and so he called me up and just said, oh, here, you've got a song for me. And so he said, come up to the house and we'll record it. So that's what we did. I went up to his house and I had one of those great moments that not very many people get to have, which was playing a song that I'd written for a Beatle and have him like it and record it, you know. So that was an exciting moment.
Now, what's happening with Ringo's All-Star Band? I know a lot of those dates, one was going to be here in Maine, have been rescheduled for 2022. Will you be touring with Ringo when the band gets back together?
I will, yes, indeed.
Now, that's a great Ringo story. I heard you on the Beatles channel a couple of weeks ago, and you told a story that you've told in concert before, but it's wonderful. Can you share a little of the story of Paul McCartney coming to your house for dinner and then doing a little extra duty?
Yeah, that's right. That was one of the great moments where I looked into the kitchen and McCartney was running the plates under the tap. And I thought, oh, Paul McCartney's doing my dishes.
Colin Hay with us. The new album is I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself. Some older songs and then a fairly recent song that I think is, and obviously you agree, a tremendous song, very well written. I love Delamitri, and you do a great job on Driving with the Brakes On.
Yeah, what a song that is. I used to, when I first came to live in California, and I used to play at a club, I still play there actually, a place called Largo in Hollywood, and I would drive home late at night, you know, around 1 or 2 in the morning, and I would put on the Delamitri album called Twisted, and by the time I was just coming up the S-bends of the boulevard where I live, that song would be playing. So I just had a great imprint in my head, having listening to a song called Driving with the Brakes On as you're driving home.
We have we'll be talking with Jimmy Cliff on our show tomorrow. You do a wonderful version of Many Rivers to Cross. That is not an easy song.
No, it's just really one of those songs where you just try and do it justice by letting the song shine through. You know, it's a as a singer, it's an amazing song to have a crack at. You know, because it's a real singer song. You know, but in the 70s, in the early 70s, the Jimmy Cliff film, The Harder They Come, came to Australia, and it was such a massive influence on everybody. You know, we loved the song, we loved the film, we loved everything about Jimmy Cliff. You know, it was pretty extraordinary. So great artist.
Well, what's it been like? I think you've done a couple shows recently. You've got another one coming. Well, throughout the week you're performing. What's it been like to get back to performing in front of an audience?
Well, I'll tell you what. Today, I'm kind of grateful for the fact that, you know, I'm talking to you and I'm talking to a number of other people, but I have a day off. You know, after a year and a half, we got back into it by doing five in a row, which is not for the faint-hearted, you know. But they went really well, and audiences, although I'd like to have seen a lot more people wearing masks, but, you know, it's just that's not what people are doing. You know, it seems crazy to me, but apart from that, the shows went well, and everyone, you know, enjoyed them immensely, you know. So, and, you know, most of them were outdoors, so, you know, there was at least some airflow through the place, you know. But I'm still quite concerned about the whole, you know, we're in a closed environment, you know, there's 10 of us traveling in a bus, and so if one person tests positive, it's going to be pretty devastating for the whole thing. So we're being as careful as we can, you know.
Colin, thank you so much for making time. The new album is terrific. We hope you'll get back here to Maine at some time soon, but congratulations on a wonderful record. Be safe, and good luck continuing to tour.
Thank you very much. I love coming up to Maine. I look forward to it. One of my favorite places to go.
He's great. Colin Hay with us on Downtown. The album is called I Just Don't Know What to Do With Myself.